The other day, my mom and I went to visit my grandma, and my cousin was there too. So you will hear my grandma in the background of my cousin. At the beginning, we're at my grandma's house, and then later on, my mom and I are in the car.
And the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I sit and meanwhile back in Penny Lane there is a fireman with an hourglass. Pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
I've been trying to get mom on the podcast forever.
Oh. Yeah, that was my bit.
I woke up at 4 o'clock.
Where are you from?
England.
Where in England?
Leeds. Yorkshire.
Who's famous from Yorkshire?
Me.
Isn't Mel B from
yes.
Leeds?
Yeah. Who's Mel B?
Spice Girls. Mom, what do you do for fun?
This is a real duck feather, so I'm from somewhere.
What do you like to do for fun?
Go to thrift shops. Go to the library.
What are you about to eat?
Food. What kind?
What did you get?
A cheeseburger. I took Grandma through A&W once. And she changed her mind before. And I said, you can't change your mind now, we've altered it.
What did she want instead?
Actually, it was, I think it was McDonald's, and you got, Grandma was asking for onion rings that they didn't have. Somebody told me some onion rings were really good somewhere else.
You traveled with your friend to Ireland.
Yes.
And who did you see? A comedian?
David Williams.
From?
Little Britain.
And did you go up and say hi?
No, I wanted to chase after him, but she wouldn't let me. She said they don't do that here.
What did you do when you were in Ireland?
Went to see Ballykiss Angel Town.
That's a TV show, right?
Glenn. Yeah, and Glenn.
I think this is going to be a long interview.
Glendabow or something?
Glendabow?
An ancient place.
Can you tell me a story when you were young?
Me?
Yeah.
I heard the ice cream man. And so we were allowed to get ice cream, and I went to get five of us in the family. And I was so happy we had ice cream. I had them in my little hands. And then I was skipping down the path and I heard a plop, and one of the ice creams came right out. So I started handing the ice cream out to my brother and my mom, and then my dad didn't get one, and he says, "Where's mine?" And I said, "Yours fell. Yours plopped out on the soil," because I knew that the dad in the family always did without if somebody had to. I just cut into the chase, and he goes, "What is it?" And my mom's like, "I'll make you one of mine." Breaking the bottom off, making a little one. Oh my gosh, that was funny. I know a funny one.
Okay, go on then.
So we went out, and then we were going to this fast food place.
Yeah.
And I had these overalls on. Mm-hmm. And the guy came up and said, "Do you work at Canadian Tire?" And I smacked him across the face.
He did?
One.
And his friend was in stitches laughing his head off. His friend was hilarious. Bent double laughing his head off. He didn't know what he did wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. I just assumed he meant that. That's all, folks.
How did you meet Dad?
At a coffee house in North Bend.
In Valley?
Yeah. We met him outside, and he was with Jim Thompson. Oh, he was just out in the parking lot. Yeah, he had a bike.
So you just saw him, or he came up to you?
Well, Melinda knew them, so yeah, we just talked to him.
And it was love at first sight?
Yeah, 1983 in January.
Used to work downtown?
Mm-hmm.
And he'd pick you up on the bike?
Mm-hmm. I was looking down at where he was. Yeah, and then go to one of the beaches for lunch.
English Bay or?
No, further down Sunset, I think.
Do you have a memory of that? A funny one?
Lots of memories.
One that I haven't heard.
Yeah, when I came home with... I came home with no mirror where the mirror should be on John's van. I don't know how you could do that. I says, I don't know either. It was just sticking out was his mirror because it was a big one. And then I went by and I heard a bang and I'm like, there's no mirror on there. What the heck? And I drove around to see if I could see the mirror. I said, Dan, you can't leave me like this. I've knocked the mirror out. You gotta fix it for me. So he went out and got two new mirrors. I don't know how you could do that. You've even lost the piece where the mirror sticks onto.
Oh, goodness.
I can remember where
it was.
What
kind of music did you listen to when you were younger?
Music Beatles.
What's your favorite song?
I don't know. Favorite? They're all good.
I have another one.
Yeah, the colors.
Can you tell me about the time when you worked at that cafe?
Oh, Peachy. Oh.
On Austin.
What about it?
Can you tell me about the time when you were a waitress for like a week?
Not for a week.
How long was it?
Oh, you mean that time when I didn't like being a waitress because...
Because why?
I don't care about people having the right food.
He said, I don't want fries with it. I said, I didn't want fries with it. I said, just shove them to the side.
Yeah, whiner.
And then did you quit after?
Yeah, I did, because I couldn't stand the boss. I don't take any
crap. You can say crap on here.
She said, do you have change that I could have for the till? She wanted to see how many tips I was making. And she said, why don't I get tips? It's because they know I'm the boss. I thought, well, attitude's got a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So she actually resented the tips.
And you worked at a... You cleaned Nickelback's apartment.
What?
Twice. He wasn't there.
What? When was Nickelback's last song?
Don't you have to say Alexa?
Who's Nickelback?
It's a group from
Mike
Abbotsford.
Kruger. Oh, 2017. No.
I have another
that
question.
That's happening right now. He said,
yeah.
As well.
I have another question.
Okay. Go on then.
Go ask.
The last one?
You went to Europe with Dad.
Yeah.
And you traveled around on the Harley.
Yeah. It wasn't a Harley, no, it was a Suzuki. And my leg got cramped.
How was it?
Perfect, because we were out in the air and you got the cold and the rain, you got all that stuff, but you're out in the air all the time, so it was really good. And if we wanted to take off we just did it then. And they're really good about leaving your bike all over the place. So no big deal.
What countries did you go to?
Belgium, Holland, France, Germany, Luxembourg.
All on the bike.
England, Wales. I think there's another one.
You had to go on a ferry, right?
No, we went on the Channel, a train carriage with bikes in it.
That's cool.
You stand up all the way, which is only about 35 minutes to get from England to France.
You saw your family in England?
You bet.
I was working. They wanted some temporary people to come and work, and you came to help out, and it was a very serious job.
Serious?
Yeah. The flower arranging.
Oh, yeah.
And we were not allowed to make friends, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then the boss was kind of scary, but I look over at you, and you have, like, what is it? Like a fishnet over your face, making other people laugh.
You have to do something to break the monotony.
Grandma gave me advice about men, how I should... did you say marry rich?
Pardon?
When I'm looking for, like, a guy to date, what did you say? To marry rich?
Probably.
What is your advice?
Forget about love.
Mine would be the opposite advice.
Love?
Love.
Only.
Love only.
Money can't buy you happiness.
But I'm happy. Love. When I can buy what I want.
No, there has to be love.
Love.
To be.
Okay, well, Jolene, tell me about whatever you sell.
I sell Plexus. It is a health and weight loss management program. It's a 3-step program, and for the US, it's $90. For Canadian, it's $127. You get a free product, and it's 40% off of the original price. And the referral system is amazing, and you can rank up quickly. And it helps with many different things. Do you want me to figure out what it is? I can tell you in just a moment.
What do you mean, figure out what it is? You don't know what you're selling.
Oh my goodness,
are you
what
going
a
to
deal.
Order? Are you going to order?
If you stand out in the street and have a bag out with people putting money in it, I can get one.
We could get a YouTube site.
You guys are weird.
You were born in England and you moved to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You took a boat?
Yep.
What kind?
CP Line. Canadian Pacific. Big one.
And you docked
from Liverpool to Montreal.
And then how did you get to Ontario?
Train. Overnight.
Took a train to Ontario?
Yeah.
Why Ontario?
That's where my mom's sister was.
Okay. And did you like Canada at first?
No.
Why not? Tell us the truth.
I never liked Canada. Because it's a funny place.
Because it's a what?
What? The people are happier in England. That's the truth. They're nice enough though, but
so you were 12?
Yeah, 12 years old.
And they made fun of you in school because of your accent?
Not really. They liked it and said, I wish I had an accent. And I says, you do. And have I seen the Beatles? Only one person in grade 7 called me a limey. I just laughed.
With Canadians and British people, the difference between them.
more serious Canadians. I feel like I'm in what's his name? Ricky Gervais interview. Where you have the quiet times and the act.
Ricky Gervais. You've been watching that show, Afterlife?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Ricky Gervais is honest.
Did you start to like Ontario more growing up?
Yeah. Look at us. I like it because the memories are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What made you move out to Vancouver?
My friends were out in Vancouver and invited me, and they were in Calgary and they invited me, and I saw Calgary and I thought, oh no, I don't think so. And then I saw Vancouver and I wasn't as homesick.
What did you like about Vancouver?
I think the people are friendly. In the 80s they were. Everson? I don't know. The weather? It wasn't too warm. Not too cold. Yeah, the people. The places you can go to.
Mountains?
No, the libraries. You know, many libraries.
You're not that into nature as much as me.
I can take or leave a mountain. It just blocks the light in my... We're going towards the mountains now where we live, and it ain't going to be sunny. I'll tell you that much.
You have a forest right across from you.
I've noticed. That was another mistake too. Because first it was a mountain.
So I didn't get the nature loving from you. You got it from Dad.
No, you didn't get that from me. Keep those sandwiches at home. I'd rather go to a restaurant.
When you met Dad, what did you like about him? How was he different than the other people?
Because he stood for something. God. He stood for something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he have the bike group then?
Yeah, but he was just with one other guy, Jim.
Was he the one that was on the interview?
Oh, he wasn't on that interview. I was asked to be on that. By your dad, but I said no thanks.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, it's nice to look.
I feel like you would have said something.
What?
I feel like you would have said something wrong.
I'm sure I thought that too.
So you just met him and then you just started hanging out right away?
Yeah. Seymour, you can look it up.
How did you celebrate the anniversary?
Oh, we went to Victoria. And Lorraine was here. So it was a double reason.
Mm-hmm. Your cousin from we did. Ontario.
We always went to Victoria, yeah. Even on our honeymoon, we went to Victoria because I loved it so much. And then took the ferry to Port Angeles and went down that way through the States.
In a van?
Yeah.
For how long?
2 weeks. If you're going to go somewhere, you might as well go for a long time.
Can't see you hanging out in a van. Did you sleep in the van?
No. No, it was just happened to be a van that he could borrow from his boss.
Where was he working at the time?
He went with Jim. Certain projects. North Vancouver.
What did you guys do for fun?
You mean on the honeymoon?
On different occasions.
Disneyland, Universal Studios, Cannon Beach, Oregon, Tijuana. When I got back, I said,
pregnant with me, you went to England, right?
Yeah, 3 months. After 3 months. It was February, you were born in August. So I was 3 months. That's the danger date.
You were married 38 years. What is the secret for a long marriage?
Swallow your pride.
Swallow your pride, yeah.
And ask God for direction.
I mentioned to a few listeners that I might have you on the show. It might be a little hard to get you on the show because you don't like social media. What do you not like about social media?
Too public. It's like writing a diary and telling everybody what's in it. I like one-on-one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like seeing people's faces and eyes and stuff. I like people.
What's your favorite part of the newspaper?
The want ads.
The want ads.
Entertainment.
Is it?
None of it. It's too expensive anyway.
Oh, I thought you had a favorite part.
Oh, did Tim? What's that? What would that be?
The obituaries.
Well, let's see what's going on in my hometown. Oh, it's not going on.
Who makes you laugh?
I do.
Yourself?
Yeah. who laughs? I like people who laugh easily.
Yeah. Me too.
Lauren's one of them.
What makes you happy?
When other people are happy.
When other people are happy?
Like honesty, integrity, manners, thankfulness, too, and faith, too.
a good idea. Do you think it is?
Maybe for you. To have a memory of your mother.
Thank you, Mom.
Finally talking.
We're talking.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you have anything to say to the listeners?
Bye.